Crucified and risen Savior and Lord. It's great to see all of you on this soggy day. We pray that God would richly bless us. He promises that as the rain comes down from heaven, the water, and nourish the earth, so does His Word. And His Word blesses us today. Today is one of those crazy Latin names, Misericordiae Domini. That is the mercy of God, the steadfast love of God. There's a Hebrew word we just can't translate. It's everything about God, who He is and what He does for us. And that is summed up as what we commonly call this Sunday, Good Shepherd Sunday. That's kind of a nice theme for a church named Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, a musical paraphrase of the 23rd Psalm, hymn 709. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. Setting 1, that's on page 151 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. We have a couple of options in this service for our hymn of praise. We'll be singing This Is the Feast. And at the end, the post-communion canticle will be Thank the Lord. Also note that at the end of our worship service today, we'll have a brief, hopefully brief, voters assembly as the school board brings forward a name for consideration for a call for our head teacher position. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of Your Son, whose perfect life, obedient death, and glorious resurrection has won for us forgiveness and eternal life. Heavenly Father, by His stripes we are healed. He endured the suffering that we deserve. Heavenly Father, teach us today to follow in the path of Jesus and teach us how to live, how to suffer, and how to die. All in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in His holy and precious name, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Hymn 709.
worship, divine service, setting number one, page 151, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together, printed on your bulletin insert.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this whole house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel, chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Hymn 685. Please be seated.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the epistle reading from 1 Peter chapter 2 on this Good Shepherd Sunday. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in His steps. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Good Shepherd Sunday. It's important for us to realize who is who. Jesus is the shepherd. Not just any kind of a shepherd. He is the best and exemplary shepherd. The shepherd of all shepherds. Which means we are the sheep. It's an important distinction to keep. Sheep aren't very bright. I'm sorry to let you in on that secret. It is a very apt illustration when God refers to Himself as shepherd and we, the people of God, as sheep. Sheep don't see very well. But I'm told they have exemplary hearing. What does the Good Shepherd tell sheep like us? Listen to my voice. Sheep oftentimes fall down and can't get up. The more they try to get up, the more they wallow in their problem. They need a shepherd, a good shepherd, who will take them by the crook of His staff and tip them back up on their feet. I've been told that sheep are oftentimes so stupid that on a rainy day like this, they keep feeling something tapping them on the top of their head and they keep looking up, and sheep have been known to drown in a heavy rain. An amazing picture for us, isn't it? The Bible is full of references to the fact that we are like sheep. We are like sheep, but God is the shepherd, the good shepherd. During our Lenten journey just past, through our Wednesday evenings, we went in great detail as we worked our way through the fourth servant song, the suffering servant song, Isaiah 52 and 53. And right smack dab in the middle of that servant song, we are reminded, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. This is what sheep do. They go astray. They go their own way. They deserve the mess that they create. But in that Isaiah 53 verse 6, the reality of straying sheep is given good news. And the Lord has laid on, not the wayward sheep, but the Lord has laid on Him, the suffering servant, the iniquity, the guilt, the chastisement of us all. During Holy Week, we sang that haunting hymn, "Oh, dearest Jesus, what law have you broken?" And verse 4 goes like this, "What punishment so strange is suffered yonder? The shepherd dies for sheep that loved to wander." That's the good news of the gospel for us today. We are wandering sheep. and the shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep, wandering sheep like you and me, and 3 days later picks it up again. Forgiveness, life, and salvation is ours. It's yours. It is free for the whole world. The blood of the good shepherd has guaranteed that punishment has paid in full. God has vindicated every deed and every word of Jesus by raising Him from the dead on that first Easter morn. My friends, the Son has set you free, and you are free indeed. Wandering sheep like us, who deserve nothing, we have been given the kingdom of God. It's yours. Rejoice in it. Live in it. And now, fellow sheep, God, through the Apostle Peter, teaches us today in our scripture reading, "For to this you have been called." Remember where you were called? You were called at the baptismal font. That's where God delivered the goods to you. He delivered Good Friday and Easter, wrapping you and robing you in the righteousness that is Christ. You were called there. The Spirit planted in your heart, given faith. To this you have been called. This what? This what? When I asked Pastor Morundi on our radio program in preparation for this Sunday, he stumbled a little bit. Not because he didn't know the answer. We all know the answer if we have about a basic second grade reading comprehension level. We just don't like the answer. To this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in His steps. I heard you sing it. Maybe you didn't even think about it. I heard you sing it. Let us suffer here with Jesus and with patience bear the cross. To this you have been called. To suffer with Jesus. Wow. I didn't know that when I signed up, Pastor. You don't see billboards around town with the evangelism marketing campaign, "Join the church and suffer with Jesus." Our church will allow you to suffer more than the other churches. My friends, none of us like to suffer. God's Word pulls no punches. All these name it and claim it preachers who promise you your best or blessed life now. If your faith is strong enough, all your problems will go away. That sells. Sells books. Sells tickets. Fills up pews. There's only one problem with it. Well, there are more than one problems. But the biggest problem is, it is not faithful to the Word of God. God's Word is clear. Jesus suffered for you, for your sin, by His stripes, by His wounds, by His suffering. You are healed. His suffering was not some sadistic kind of suffering. It was for a purpose. It was to win you. It was to claim you. It was to pay the penalty that you and I owe. My friends, Jesus suffered for you. And God's Word says, count it a joy when you suffer for Christ. Count it a joy and follow His example. Walk in His footsteps. Let us suffer here with Jesus and with patience bear our cross. My friends, we don't like to suffer because we don't like to be patient. We don't like to swallow our pride. We don't like to humble ourselves. And yet these are all things that Jesus did for you and me as He bore that cross all the way to Calvary, where He suffered and He bled and He died to purchase for us salvation. My friend, suffering is real. But our suffering is different than Christ's suffering. Jesus was innocent. Jesus had done no wrong. No deceit was in His mouth. Jesus had committed no sin. When we suffer, many times we know exactly why we are suffering. We sin daily, and we sin much. Much of our suffering is self-inflicted, self-induced. Even that kind of suffering we like to whine and complain about. But there's a different kind of suffering that happens in our lives. Suffering that has been brought about, and we don't deserve it. We don't earn it. People mocking, attacking, criticizing, tearing down. We're innocent, at least of that little particular thing. And we know that the suffering is unjust. So what do? We hire a lawyer. We go on Facebook. We tell everybody. We whine and complain. We demand our rights. How dare I suffer? We plead our own cause. Remember what they say, that old adage? A person who represents himself in court has a fool for a client. My friends, what God is teaching us here today is that oftentimes it is better for us to let someone else plead our case. Jesus, the righteous one, did not demand justice, even though everything about the justice of His particular situation was a sham. He kept His mouth shut. He entrusted His case to His Father in heaven. And 3 days after His bloody, gory death, God vindicated Jesus for all time, rising Him from the dead. God is teaching us humility. God is teaching us to swallow our pride. God is teaching us that there are times when the best course of action is simply to bear the cross and to suffer with our Lord and Savior Jesus. None of us, None of us are strong enough to do that on our own. That old Adam, that old Eve that lives and thrives inside of us will not stand for it. So what do we have to do? We have to kill that old Adam or that old Eve that lives inside of us. To this you have been called, to suffer with Christ. To this you have been called, verse 24, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. How do we die to sin and live to righteousness? We repent. We return to the baptismal font. We drown and die there with all of our sin and lust and evil passions, with all of our pride and lack of humility, with all of our self-righteousness and self-justification. We die there and we let God raise us up, a new person, a new creation, ready to live in that peace and humility that only Christ can give. My friends, today we come before God and we admit and we acknowledge that suffering is real. The suffering that we deserve, we know we deserve. We thank God that in spite of our foolishness, He has loved us and given His Son to live and die and rise for wayward sheep like us. And we know that there are times when the suffering we endure isn't fair, isn't right, is unjust. When suffering comes, when suffering happens, sheep like you and me are tempted to wander away from God's house, to wander away from God's Word, to wander away from the Good Shepherd who loved us and gave Himself for us. Do not fall for that temptation of Satan. Instead, when suffering comes, humble yourselves before the Lord. Follow the example of Jesus. Not my will, O Father, but Thy will be done. Cling to the promises of God and fall on your knees, repenting of your sin and clinging again, like never before, to the voice of the Good Shepherd that has claimed you as His own and that gives you the good news that never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. You are in my hands, the nail-scarred hands of the Good Shepherd, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Fellow sheep, we have a good shepherd. A good shepherd who has laid down His life for you and me. A good shepherd who has picked up His life 3 days later. A good shepherd who washes us clean in the waters of holy baptism and feeds us with His Word and His very body and blood. Let us ever walk with Jesus. Follow His example pure. Through a world that would deceive us and in sin our spirits lure, onward in His footsteps treading, pilgrims here, our home above, full of faith and hope and love, let us do the Father's bidding. Faithful Lord, with me abide. I shall follow where You guide. May God grant it to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our suffering in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Having heard the Word of God, we are bold to confess our faith. This morning we use the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in
one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. On the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead,
in addition to the prayer requests listed in your news and notes, we remember Ruth Odvati, Gloria Henning's niece, who is having surgery this week. Let us pray for the Christian church, the sheep of the Good Shepherd's flock, and all people throughout the world. Almighty everlasting God, who through your Son has given us forgiveness of sins and deliverance from everlasting death, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, that we daily increase in trust in Christ, holding firm to Him until our life's end, when we fall asleep in His wounds until His reappearing, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting God, your Son, Jesus Christ, has assured forgiveness of sins and deliverance from eternal death. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit that our faith in Christ may increase daily and that we may hold fast to the hope that on the last day we shall be raised in glory to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon all who have requested our prayers, especially Ruth, all that seek your healing. Assure them of your mercy, deliver them from the temptations of the evil one, and give them patience and comfort in their distress. If it pleases you, restore them to health, or give them grace to accept this tribulation with courage and hope, crying out to you in the midst of their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, in the name of whose only begotten Son, we have been called to be Christians and been blessed with baptism for the remission of sins. Make us, we pray, ready to receive the most holy body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of all our sins and to give thanks with grateful hearts. Lord, in your mercy, we bring all these, our petitions, to you in the certain assurance that whatsoever we ask of you, Heavenly Father, you will hear and answer through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call our rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a good shepherd who has suffered and died and risen for you would give you strength as you bear the cross today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Page 159, what shall I render to the good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sin of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Now this true body and precious blood of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy, your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, the post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord, page 164.
Thank you.
thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give to you peace. Hymn 482, we will sing stanza 1. Stanza 1, you may be seated.
Going to do this. I see the kids know what's going on. Kids, go get some goodies, and we'll do our best to have a Sunday school opening in here as soon as we're done with the voters meeting. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes, folks. All the activities and events for the days and weeks ahead are there. Help yourself to the stickers for the KNNA radio. They're free. And we're getting close to the time on bringing in a shirt order. So if you want to buy some clothes, check that out as well. Sunday school for all ages to follow. We've got two adult Bible studies. We continue our look at the formula of Concord. Today we're going to start looking at law and gospel. Law and gospel. Summary of Christian Doctrine, room 109. What do we got in there today? The Lord's Prayer. Are we for it or against it? We're for it. All right. I'm always happy to hear that. That's in room 109. As soon as we're done with our voters meeting, coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Chairman McKinney, come on down. And Pastor, since you work closely with the school board, I'll let you be in charge here. So I'll take a front seat.
Consider that we do have a quorum here today. We're going to start out with a devotion from the pastor, and then he's going to go into a brief background explanation of the candidate that we want to extend the call to. So, Pastor, I'll turn it over to you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you that you are the Lord of the church. You are the one who gives to us the very gifts that give life and salvation. And you establish your church when and where you please, and you provide for the proclamation of the gospel to many. We thank you, O Lord, for entrusting us with the care of this school. We pray, O Lord, that it would continue to proclaim your word and teach your children about you and about this wondrous creation you have given to us. We beg you, O Lord, that you'll give us guidance and wisdom as we make a decision this day. We pray, O Lord, that you would bless our decision, bless our deliberations. Help us, Lord, to continue to proclaim your word to your children here in this place. In your holy, your precious name we pray. Amen. Okay.
I guess if I could have the usher start passing out the ballots while the pastor is giving a brief explanation of the candidate we want to extend the call to. This will expedite the process.
All right. So while they're handing out ballots, just brief explanation of where we've been. Mrs. Ahrens, our current teacher and headmaster, submitted her request for a peaceful release that was accepted by the Voters Assembly in January. We began our